We're talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And Mike, we've got the class number 16 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program heading to South Africa. One of the things they're going to have the opportunity to do that you were able to work with the Ag Leadership Program officials, Dr. Bonjour and others, on was the opportunity for the class to see in action some of the monies that are spent given to U.S. wheat by Oklahoma wheat producers to fund some of their foreign offices. In this case, in Cape Town, there where U.S. wheat has an office.
Yes, the Ag Leadership Class 16 will be meeting with their regional office manager, Jim McKenna, in Cape Town. He's going to be showing them locations where they actually bring in the wheat imports from the United States. And hopefully, you know, they'll get to see what they do on a regional effort within that part of the world. Also, we are very involved with the country Nigeria. You know, Nigeria is our largest importer of hard red winter wheat out of the southern plains of the United States. And so looking at the things that we are working on with milling and baking tests and showing them different product opportunities that they can use to put into that marketplace, we think that'll be interesting to show our wheat producers here back home those efforts that are going on in those foreign market development areas.
Of course, in the case of U.S. wheat and some of our other commodities that work overseas, these offices are integral, and to bring them to life for a group like OALP, that's important.
It's extremely important. You know, if you look at the representation that we have into the world marketplace, we have representation in over 100 countries worldwide. And if you look at the competition that's out there that wasn't out there 20 years ago, specifically with the Russian and Ukraine market, if you look at the Canadian market, everybody's trying to get a piece of that pie. So the things that we are working on with the milling and baking schools for the large industrial-sized millers and bakers, we think are helpful in conveying that we are the best choice for wheat as far as not only quality but reliability.
Now, you're an alum of OALP. What do you feel like that you have taken away from the Ag Leadership Program? You've been out for a couple of classes now.
You know, I think that for me, I went through when I was extremely young. The one thing that it taught me early on is that, you know, don't just get caught maybe in a production model with your farm or your agricultural business. You know, you have to really go out there and advocate and be the voice for your industry. And that's I think, the main thing that I learned from the Agricultural Leadership Program at that time. I'll say, you know, if you see what's going on just within the agricultural industry worldwide, you know, we make up less now than 2% of the population. So no one's going to get out there and tell your story unless you do. And so I think that that's the main thing that I took from it.